Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by Right Fit Sports and Wellness, LER and MVP magazines, and school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. We got a great doubleheader today. Mike Andrews, he's the medical fitness director at Restore Fit. He is a long time sports medicine colleague of mine. He's returning along with Gary Reinel, the anti-Iceman, the trainer of champions. He's the author of Iced, the illusionary treatment option. Then the sports doctor's in with some emails. First, hey, welcome back, Mike Andrews.
Hey, good to talk to you, Dr. Weil.
It's great to have you back. Mike and I go back, I don't know, four decades, give or take a little bit. Matter of fact, he was teaching rubber bands to my son and daughter. I was telling him he was coming on the show when they were like 7 or 8 years old. They're in their 40s. Michael, give us some background on yourself that leads you up to your association with our friends at Right Fit and Restore Fit.
Yeah, well, as you know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, we were with the Sports Fitness Institute, and then that evolved into SPRI, the Sports Performance Rehabilitation Institute. In the same building, we had Wheaton Orthopedics, a sports medicine clinic, and a physical therapy department. So I think those 7 or 8 years under the direction of Bob Guida and the doctors in the clinic learning physical therapy and sports medicine and training high-performance athletes, one of which was Keith Magnuson with the Blackhawks. So for 3 years, I was a strength and conditioning coach in the early 80s, and then moved into starting my own private practice in the late 80s and through the 90s and up till today, training athletes, consulting on facility design and operations. And that's what I'm doing today. About 5 years ago, we started working with Right Fit, and then we moved off with Restore Fit, which specializes in folks pretty much over the age of 50. So that's been a love of my life, Dr. Weil.
I'm telling you, man, you know, our friend Suzanne Gray, the founder of Right Fit. I think she was on my show all those years ago when she just about started, where, you know, she helped revolutionize the addition of exercise with disabilities, particularly autism. She's a great colleague that you guys have been working in the same direction. Of course, you know, Mike Andrews, for everybody listening, Mike, again, worked with some of our young figure skaters all through the years. Mike used to make these tilt boards so these skaters could work on balance and stability along with his rubber bands. He really was a one of the major associates of Bob Guida, working with so many of these different great athletes in a limitless array of sports, right, Mike? I mean, there wasn't a sport around that we weren't involved with in some way, shape, or form.
There wasn't. And, you know, all those athletes really benefited with, you know, the unstable environment, you know, of either a tilt board, a balance board, uneven balance beams, soft pads. You know, that was 40 years ahead of its time, but still pertinent and, you know, very excited to see the younger generations of strength and conditioning coaches picking up on that and using that. So it's been great 40 years.
To see. Yes, see, I label it as instability training. Create instability and demand the body to work all of these systems. And again, way back when, these were revolutionary concepts, as were the rubber bands and some of the different things that you guys we're working with, and you brought a lot of that knowledge, you know, in the skating world with all our figure skating we were doing together. And, of course, you were always a hockey player. yourself, and you've worked with hockey for a million years, and you had those exciting seasons, you know, with the Blackhawks. Yeah, Keith Magnuson, we miss him.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, that was, Bob, that was at the beginning, you know, of when strength and conditioning, at least with the sport of hockey, was just getting started. And I, you know, I see what they're doing today, and it's spectacular, you know, the functional training that they're doing. But, you know, we were many years ahead of ourselves, you know, in doing
yes.
all that instability training, not putting athletes on machines, but having them be able to control their body. And you were so far ahead of your time with starting down with the 26 bones in the foot and making sure that those are in the proper alignment. You know, you were a genius in that area.
I appreciate that, Michael, really. You know, when we were combined forces, I think we were also with the late, great colleague, Jim Vickery, the sports psychologist. We had some way ahead of our time in the world of the whole mental game, as I call it, on the sports doctor. There's not a bigger story in sports medicine than the mental game, with the whole saga at the Olympics with Simone Biles. She's done more for sports than if she won 100 gold medals with how she stood up in that regard. Michael, what's the website or the place people could find out about RestoreFit?
www.restore-fit.com.
You know, again, you talk about people over 50. We've always paid attention to the baby boomers, the weekend warriors, you know, and then I realized the seniors, then I realized, holy cow, I'm one of them, you know, and the importance of working with these people to enhance people's quality of life, be able to continue their activities that they really, really enjoy. And it's interesting, again, you know, mentioning the instability, balance is big business today. Like you were saying, it's really, really great to see. And isn't it amazing, Mike, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're a youngster at the top of the chain of sports performance, or you're a senior and we're worried about falling, balance training becomes a big deal. So what do you pay attention to when you're looking to restore some of these men and women who are looking to either stay in shape or get back in shape?
Well, the number one thing I look at is what you taught me, is what's going on. You know, if we wanted to be standing and not fall, we have to look at all elements, all three plane movements of the foot. You know, what can their toes do? How much range of motion or lack of do they have in that? What's going on in the arch? What's going on in the heel? And how does that affect, you know, the tibia? And it goes right up into the knee. But I start
like
down
the
there.
Song,
like
Mike, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Foot bone. You know, I still have some great slides of John McEnroe balancing on rubber pads that were 8 cents each that he was using,
yeah.
Right, for to create, again, that instability. And I remember you, one of the first things, again, you'd look at is you would have somebody kind of squat in front of you that was one of Guida's famous things, which was, let me see you balance on one foot. You know, let me look at your capability. Everybody, you're listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years, who was on, what were the topics. You could listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an endless array of articles on everything from what's the best shoe for your son or daughter, to what about specializing, to so much information on the world of sports psychology, concussion awareness. One of my most famous articles is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. A lot of excitement with the new magazine, MVP Parent magazine. And again, on Twitter, between Twitter and LinkedIn, we have over 40,000 followers, and we do publish great information in those, that triad of areas, sports medicine, fitness, or wellness. We're talking with Mike Andrews and Restore Fit. We're talking about some of the things he's paying attention to. What are the kinds of sports or activity levels, Mike, that you're seeing in the Restore Fit population? Are they golfers? Or they play tennis? Were they all baseball players? Where do they fit in?
Yeah, they're doing those lifetime activities, like you just said. Golf is important. Pickleball, I mean, that's the new tennis, so to speak, for our group. And walking, just being socialized and get out and doing things together. And that's what, the population I'm with is wanting to do those and not have pain. They don't want to have pain in their knees or their hips or their backs. So we have to restore the function of those areas so that they can participate and not have pain.
Now, Michael, you always paid big attention to all the aspects, including nutrition, these other areas, the fact that kids that you were working with at the time had fun, et cetera. Do you find that people, of course, this past year and a half, with the which has turned our world upside down, it's amazing, Michael, no matter where in the world my guests are from, no matter what their vocation or profession is, they all agree that mental health has been this incredible challenge for all of us. I'm sure you're seeing that in everybody you're dealing with.
I am, because we were shut down for 10 weeks in terms of a training facility. And then when you take into account, people didn't want you to come in their homes, and that was 80% of my practice. But then, they're regressing in terms of their fitness level or their functional level. So that plays a mental role there, that they realize they've invested months or maybe even a year into getting to a point where they're at, and then all of a sudden they lose it because of this, this virus. And now we're just getting back on track with all of that. But then there, all the variants, everything else is kind of concerning.
Yeah,
people.
Unfortunately, we've gotten into, the political footballs and making such a big deal out of what should be patriotic science. For God's sake, wear a mask and get vaccinated. Really. And because there will be other variants as the virus is allowed to spread. So again, people's challenges, like you were talking about, whether, again, sticking to their diet program. Remember when we used to have coming into our various clinics, we would have a group of senior, they were hardball baseball players and tennis players, others, golfers, who already then, back then, were in their late 50s, 60s, and 70s. That seemed to be sometimes the exception to the rule. Not so much anymore, right?
Well, not in our world, because I guess I'm in that world now. So my friends are in their 60s and 70s, but we still think we're like 30. But that's okay, as long as we really do our due diligence and do our functional training, we're okay. But once we get away from that, whether it's 2 weeks off because you got COVID and you just don't want to move, whatever it is. But right now, we have a bigger need, I think, in this age group than maybe was years ago, because they expect to be active. They've been pretty active. We've been active when we were in our 30s and 20s. So, now we want to keep that, and it means more to us now. It's more valuable to keep that. And so that's what I'm seeing quite a bit with my patients and the people I'm working with.
Do you find, Michael, I've been talking about childhood obesity for 30 years, give or take a few weeks, the whole world of obesity. In the United States, we're not much better off than we were all those years ago. Do you find weight management in your world still such a big deal?
It's a bigger deal today than ever. I'll give you an example. we go into COVID, right? Let's go back into March. And what happened is I'm standing out in front of the grocery store, waiting a half hour to get in a line. I get in, here's the two things I notice: no toilet paper and no sugar carbohydrates. Go down the cereal aisle and you'll see big holes back then. So what are people eating? Foods that cause inflammatory responses or cause diarrhea. What's different, Dr. Weil? The food industry is a powerful industry, and they promote this type of, a sad diet, and that's what I think is worse today than it's ever been.
And it's, it seems that we've made such a inroads, and so there's a lot of education out there. The only advertisement on TV that's more than diet advertising is advertising drugs, which is another real pet peeve of the sports doctor. United States being one of only two countries in the world that even allow the television advertising with drugs and the tremendous overuse in so many different areas, especially, again, you're dealing with pain, and pain management is a very, very big deal. So I would imagine, again, Michael, that the medical community, the physical therapy community, must be a big group of who would help refer to Restore Fit.
That makes up almost 90% is the physical therapist and the various doctors. Once they finish that course of physical therapy, and insurance isn't going to pay anymore, then they're a good candidate to work with Restore Fit.
Yes, and the idea, that the personal training, let alone somebody who's got your background and experience, who's worked with the best in the world, and now it's starting to working with some of the oldest in the world. I knew the time would fly by. Michael, give me the website again for Restore Fit for people to find out about all the great work you do.
Okay, restore-fit.com.
Restorefit.com. Mike Andrews, one of the champions of sports medicine. Michael, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Talk. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, live from Chicago, we are back. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And, some people revolutionize things in medicine, sports medicine, especially. I've been lucky enough to know two of them, my friend Bob Guida. Here we have Gary Reinel. He's the anti-ice man. He's a trainer of champions. He's the author of the revolutionary Iced, the illusionary treatment option. Hey, Gary, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
I love being in the Sports Doc. Thank you, Dr. Bob.
It's great to have you back. I remember, I don't know how it was very early on with your book we had you on. I know there's continuing exciting stuff, but give us some background on what got you so involved in this whole world of the effectiveness or lack of ice.
Well, really, it happened because I realized it was wrong. And when you when you're looking at a treatment option and you see that it's doing the opposite of what you're trying to do, in other words, what you're trying to do is decongest the area in and around the damaged site and rebuild the related vascular network. That's the actual goal. And ice does the opposite. You almost couldn't do it more wrong. I joked once that the only way you can make it worse is to beat the area with a ball-peen hammer while you're sitting there with a bag of ice on it. And that's the problem, is that it's wrong. And by the way, in case someone's saying, who says it's wrong? Well, it just so happens that the doctor, the Harvard-trained doctor that made up the RICE protocol, the rest ice compression elevation protocol, after he read my book, publicly recanted, said, I made this up in my 1978 sports medicine book. Research has clearly shown I was wrong. Don't do it. It delays healing. He then gives a specific reference to the fact that it causes additional damage. Then he wrote the foreword to the second edition of my book.
Yes, so, Dr. Merkin, right?
Yes, Dr. Merkin? Yes.
Yes. Now, Gary, people have to understand the challenge, the normalcy, the routine of the use of ice for decades. Was something that was such a habit in so many different ways that looking to come up with research and information that really proved that it did not, it numbed up an area, that it did. But then it shut down the ability of the area to heal or reduce swelling. So you came across some real criticism, didn't you, at the beginning?
I did, and and I wasn't very good at presenting my argument in the early years either, because it was so clear to me I didn't know I had to prove anything. And then once I realized that if you have the answers, no matter who the critic is, you can stop them. And all I have to do is ask about the RICE protocol, the rest ice compression elevation, which that protocol is what drives the ICE protocol. And all you have to do is ask, do you think it's a good idea to trap the waste in and around the damaged site and prevent the natural flow of oxygen and supplies? Now, you're a doctor. Do you think it's a good idea to trap the waste in and around the damaged site and prevent the natural flow of oxygen and supplies? What do you think? Think that's a good idea?
No, it isn't. Now, of course, the people who don't know who you are, you're somebody who's worked in the world of sports training with basically every pro team, including Olympians, in your career. I mean, you've worked with the best of the best. You've been around this a long time, haven't you?
Started in 1973, so I guess that's a long time now.
That's
and,
right.
I've had a chance to meet. In fact, about 2 weeks ago, someone that I know asked me to write down all the, quote, famous people I had met. And about 5 minutes later, they said, are you serious? I was still writing. Now, I'm not famous. No one even knows my name hardly. Now, they might know me as the anti-ice man, but I've seen and met the best of the best. People, the first time I met Apollo Ono, I was shocked at how small he was. And I remember thinking, like, wow, this guy is a world champion, world famous athlete, and he's so slight of a person. And then you see, I met someone like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lou Ferrigno, the bodybuilders, and they're so big. And you go, this is incredible. That's just different kinds of athletes, different types of bodies. And I've had a chance to basically meet most of the top athletes in the world in the last 25 years.
Yes, I think that's why your opinion is very, very valid, very, very well respected, even though, again, we knew you were coming up against a wall of this routine and normalcy when it comes to that whole use. What's the website people can find out or get the book? They just go on Amazon. What's the best site, Gary?
The best, you can buy it on Amazon, but if you go to my site, there's a lot of free information also. Articles that I've written are all posted there for free, and other interviews that I've done in podcasts and such. So that's GaryReinl.com. So it's G-A-R-Y, last name R-E-I-N-L.com. And if you put in Iced Reinl, it'll pop right up for you.
You know, it's interesting, again, being around all these great athletes, you've witnessed, like I have, the metamorphosis of the all athletes, bigger, faster, stronger, just an endless array of development and progress, you know, in those areas, and such emphasis on you know, nutrition and the mental game and all of these things and various treatment options, et cetera. And the normalcy and the routine of the use of ice. You've been around all of these trainers. Have you found many of them? I see they have come around to really pay attention to what you're talking about regarding the use of ice, if at all.
Well, yeah, a great number. I've over a million people have heard my anti-ice message now. And in fact, I recently did a meeting with the NHL trainers, the National Hockey League trainers, and I got more than a dozen, excuse me, more than a dozen comments because it was virtual, so written back to me. You know, some saying, "Gary, thanks for bugging me for all these years. You were right, and I didn't listen, but now I do." And that's the reality, is that it sometimes it takes time to get through to people, to get them to understand that I'm not trying to cause trouble. I'm trying to point out an obvious myth. And the myth is that the Rice Protocol is wrong. The Rice Protocol traps the waste in and around the damaged site and prevents the natural flow of oxygen and supplies. It's wrong. Don't do it.
So like we talked about, I talked about it, my first chapter, The Sports Doctor's In, and hashtag A Sports Parents. I talk about you, your methods, and what you recommend. So somebody sprains an ankle, they've got swelling, or another part of the body is injured, and they're not going to do ice. What are they going to do?
Well, what you need to do is solve the problem. The problem is that the area is congested, and you need to rebuild the related vascular network. That bruising under the skin isn't just colorful, it's broken vessels that have leaked, so you got to rebuild that vascular network. So the two things, decongesting the area in and around the damaged site and rebuilding the related vascular network, the only way to solve that problem is through active recovery. So you need to activate the muscles in and around the damaged site, which will decongest the area via the passive lymphatic system, and that stress will create what's called angiogenesis and rebuild that related vascular network.
A la
so
healing, right?
The only way to solve the problem is to take care of the two things up front. You've got, I don't care what else you do, I don't care who else you listen to, you've got to decongest the area in and around the damaged site and rebuild the related vascular network.
So like my example I use in the book, for example, with that injured ankle, where we're talking about having that person move their toes, maybe bend their knee. Now, you make a very big deal about saying, you know, if you're going to be moving something, if it hurts, don't do it. You're not looking to push somebody through what might be painful, you know, especially if they haven't really identified what they're dealing with. But the ability of stimulating activity in surrounding areas is what you're talking about and to enhance those exchange of fluids and initiate healing?
Yeah. So, look, Doc, when you and I grew up, every coach that we ever had told us, whenever something happened, don't sit still, it'll tighten up, walk it off. We all knew to walk it off. If we jammed our finger playing in basketball and that knuckle started to swell, they told us to squeeze our hand and go back and forth and don't sit still, it'll tighten up. We all knew that. Basically, walk it off was the mantra to solve the problem. Well, walking it off is interesting, but it's not always practical. But you can electronically walk it off. And there's a product called H-Wave that I do represent, and over 100 professional athletic teams that I work with use my technology. And that H-Wave product has been around for 41 years, and it's very well respected, and it's a great way to electronically walk it off.
Is that the Mark Pro that you're talking about?
Well, Mark Pro is an over-the-counter product. So Mark Pro is if you're not injured. If you are injured, you need a prescription because we want doctors driving the rehab process when you're hurt, not, you know, some guy, a weekend warrior, buying something and self-treating. So Mark Pro is when you are over-the-counter and you're tired and sore. H-Wave is when a doctor is prescribing the care that needs to be initiated.
Now, in English, you're talking about enhancing healing. This is exactly what you're talking about. Get those fluids exchanging, get that healing moving properly, and then, you know, while somebody is then going to get that that area identified as to what specifically the injury, you know, might have been, right?
Well, whatever the injury is, I'm working with an athlete right now who last Friday this morning, I was just on the phone with him for an hour and a half. And on last Friday, he had a ruptured Achilles tendon, and it was repaired. And we were on the phone explaining what you need to do. Now, he had a prescription from his doc, and he's using the H-Wave product. I have a therapist, a nationally known therapist, also working with him to make sure that everybody is on the same page, following the same set of rules. And my rules are very simple. Use your brain, never cause pain. If the muscle activation increases your level of discomfort, you need to make an adjustment. If it doesn't increase your level of discomfort or better, you're feeling better because of the muscle activation, well, then, of course, you can continue. But just use your brain, never cause pain. And this athlete, I am certain, is following the directions to a T. He'll be activating the muscles in and around the damaged site, and he'll be doing that for at a minimum of 2 hours, three times a day, so 6 hours a day. And wow. I can tell you in advance, because I've done this now for, you know, since 1991, I've been using the H-Wave product, and I've been doing this business since 1973. So like you, I've been around a long time. And I can tell you, from talking to this athlete, he is going to do exactly what we told him to do. And I know the result. I've done it hundreds and hundreds of times. You decongest the area in and around the damaged site, and you rebuild your relative vascular network, and an otherwise healthy person will heal.
You know, Gary, it's always been one of the difficult myths, which was the whole swelling side of things and the idea that you've got to put ice on it. We've got to reduce that swelling, which is not really the case, is it? It actually slows that process down, doesn't it?
Well, it may even make it worse. If you leave the ice on long enough, it causes a backflow from the lymphatic vessels into the interstitial space. So you actually may increase the swelling, not decrease it. And the bigger important thing is that's not how swelling evacuates. Putting ice on doesn't make the swelling go away. It never did, never will, never can. And there isn't a stitch of evidence that ever said that there's a way to do it that way. It doesn't work. The only way you can decongest the area, reduce the swelling, is via the passive lymphatic system. And what I like to say is the lymphatic system may be choking, but it ain't broken. Because you hurt your ankle,
Hold on to that thought, Gary. Hold that thought, because we are going to be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. Gary Reynolds. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking with famous trainer of champions, Gary Rhino, the anti-ice man, the author of the very popular book, revolutionary book, Iced, the Illusionary Treatment Option. We were talking about the fact that ice really slows down healing. It's against these habits we've been around forever. You see that pitcher, he's got ice on his shoulder after he pitches. Basketball and walking around with ice on their knees. I knew this would be a difficult routine to change. What about, Gary, the thought of numbing pain, at least initially, in an injured area? Is that applicable where someone says, you know, I'll put ice on 15, 20 minutes and then I'm not going to use it again. I just got to calm the pain down.
Well, there are other ways to do that that don't have negative side effects. So you could numb it with electronic anesthesia. So you could easily numb it with electronic anesthesia, by the way. And then there aren't the negative effects of putting ice on the area. And then not only that, but if you find a neutral position, you'll find that the majority of your pain goes away. And proof of that is think to yourself, have you ever sprained your ankle and real quickly realize what made it hurt more and what made it hurt less. And you found a neutral position that didn't hurt as much. Well, okay, so why don't you do that and then decongest the area in and around the damaged site? Then you won't have nearly as much pain. Then evaluate how you might control the rest of the pain, if there is any. And the fact is, you can nearly reduce your pain to zero in most cases if you just find a neutral position and then decongest the area. And that big thing you're saying about swelling, the problem with swelling is people think it's a good or a bad thing. It's not. It isn't good or bad. Swelling is merely the accumulation of weights at the end of the inflammatory cycle that you have not yet evacuated. That's all it is. It's not a good, it's not bad, it's just there because you haven't evacuated. So rather than trying to say, I'm going to make it cold to prevent the fluid from getting there, there's not too much fluid coming, your immune system is regulating that. Your immune system has constricted to help the damaged vessels and dilate the healthy surrounding vessels and increase perfusion. In other words, the fluid, the repair and cleanup crew are coming there on purpose. It isn't there's too much coming, it's there's too little leaving. So how do you get it to leave? Well, you get it to leave by active recovery. And if you activate the muscles in and around the damaged site, you'll evacuate that waste.
So
and then
what
you go
I
back
used
to the big
example,
point.
So example, Gary, you know, the idea, again, using, let's use an elbow as an example that's injured and somebody might, you know, they might find that neutral position is not hurting as much, but they can move their shoulder, they can move their wrist, their fingers, again, to get that activation. So that's something that people would be able to keep in mind, which is to do some, because they might not have access to some of these electronic gadgets, but they might be able to move areas adjacent in order to stimulate some of that activity.
Yes. Remember what I said just before the break. Your lymphatic system may be choking, but it ain't broken, okay? So how does the lymphatic system work? It works by muscle activation. So if you would take a sock, put it in your hand in that elbow example, put a rolled up sock in your hand and lightly squeeze it and lightly squeeze it and let go and lightly squeeze, just a sock, nothing fancy, no technology. Just lightly squeeze and then kind of flex your shoulder and flex your shoulder and flex your hand. And that muscle activation will drain the waste via your passive lymphatic system. If on the other hand, you sit still and don't move, it will congest, and the swelling will build and will increase the pain, and it will limit your ability to move the area.
See, I think what's revolutionary also, Gary, and again, I talk about it in my chapter about you, hashtag #KSportsParents, is we're not saying to move the injured area. We're saying to find that position. We're saying to move areas adjacent, muscle activation, get the fluids moving. Makes a lot of sense to me. Again, with that major term you said, to decongest, because at the same time that you're getting waste products out, you're getting good healing blood in, aren't you?
Well, what I call it is the repair and cleanup crew. So the repair and cleanup crew in, the waste out. And if anybody wants to get technical and won't know what's in the repair and cleanup crew, it's the macrophages, the inflammatory growth factor. It's the neutrophils. It's what's supposed to come in and solve the problem. It's the awakening of the stem cells that are residing in the area being brought in to solve the problem. That's the way we heal. We don't heal. Stillness is the enemy. And on my website, I have an article called Stillness and the Enemy, where I prove all of that with the medical literature. Not my opinion. The medical literature saying, oh, sitting still is not a good plan. Of course it's not. We have a passive lymphatic system. That's what moves the swelling out. If you leave the swelling there, you inhibit healing. If you move the swelling out, you enhance healing. It's just
that
simple.
Now, of course, if somebody breaks a bone, Gary, again, let's use that 4 foot and ankle again. Someone's in a cast. They broke their ankle. So the necessity of keeping the area still for the bones to heal doesn't mean that you still can't be activating some of these peripheral systems, right?
Of course not. Of course you can. Well, not only that, I'll give you one. I have one of my athletic trainers who just, a year and a half ago now, but recently had a new ankle put in it. It's an artificial ankle. I didn't even know they did artificial ankles.
Yeah, total ankle. Fairly
new. He has a total ankle, and he was pumping 15 hours a day with our technology. His doctors were blown away at his success in healing. They were like, this is amazing. We've never seen anybody heal this. This is the best healing we ever saw.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, stop. That's the normal rate of healing. Abnormal.
Well, especially
is when you're
if you're
congested.
If you're a superstar, Gary, and you're making $5 million a year or three times that, then you could do 10 hours a day in the world of therapy, you know, and put in that that kind of time, which must be, you know, one of these examples. Again, when you're seeing some of these athletes that come back so fast, you know, from so many different types of injuries, again by enhancing, and everybody is interested in the world of recovery. And lessening the time it takes to come back and trying to come back safely. This has a lot to do with that, doesn't it?
Well, what I say is this. If you decongest the area in and around the damage site and rebuild the related vascular network, you are not speeding up the recovery process. You're normalizing the rate of recovery. The other way is inhibiting recovery. So I'm not speeding anything up. I'm simply normalizing the rate of recovery. Now I'm telling you how long it really takes. And if you think about it, how could you ever believe that leaving the area congested and immobile, in other words, still, how could you ever think that that was going to facilitate healing? It doesn't. By the way, if anybody out there is technical and they want to read a paper that explains all this in the journal, it's called Loading by Buckwalter, and it's written in 99. It's published in the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. I have a paper on my website called Healed, where I summarize that document and then give the specific references to it. It's free. You can go and read it. You'll know more about the topic and this argument about stillness and movement. This has been settled for 80 or 90 years now, and yet there are people still believing that the Rice protocol is correct. It's wrong. The doctor who made it up said it's wrong. He's recanted. And he wrote the foreword in the book that took down his protocol.
Now, of course, everybody, well, maybe not, you know, rest, ICE, compression, elevation, was the famous acronym that, again, was around for so many years. Dr. Merkin was one of the first guys in the world of sports medicine. But, yes, he did say, oh, by the way, I was wrong. And he quoted it in your new edition of your book.
He does, and also on publicly on his own website, on his own blog.
What about the cryo? Before I wanted to ask you too. Before, what about the cryotherapy world? What do you think about these chambers and that whole area?
Well, in my book, I didn't go after them because there wasn't enough of reasonable argument that what they're doing is wrong. Now, there were a couple of comments where someone got in one and fell asleep or something and died, and someone else got frostbite. No, that really happened, by the way. So, someone did something really stupid, and they were in the building by themselves. It was in Las Vegas, actually, and they died. Okay, that you shouldn't have done that. So don't blame cryotherapy. What they did was wrong. You're not supposed to be in there by yourself anyway. Someone should have been watching. And then
Gary,
there's other ones.
So it's not a good idea. Give me the website again. I'm sorry. We're just about out of time.
It's Gary Reinel at GaryReinel.com, and that'll get you to all my free stuff. And if you Google the Anti-Iceman, it'll likely pull off my website.
Yes, and you know I'm going to have you back sometime soon because we're always really, really interested in this whole metamorphosis of you and your transformational book. Hold on, everybody. Gary, hold on. We'll be right back. Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. It is the Sports Doctors In segment where we answer some emails. We look at some upcoming shows, have a couple of comments. I want to make an upfront comment here on the Olympics with Simone Biles and the whole tremendous attention to mental health of athletes. We also saw the big story with Osaka, the tennis player, so much involved in a tremendous courage of Simone Biles to the whole Olympics had her face on it in the United States, and her courage to step back, admit she was having concerns, is really commendable. I think if she won 20 gold medals, it wouldn't have the same effect that she's having. So again, the mental game on the sports doctor, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're the parents of serious young athletes, whether you're a coach at whatever level, the mental game is a big, big deal. And we pride ourselves in having guests on and having topics where we pay attention to that. Speaking of guests, we got some great shows coming up next week. Lindsay Berra, Yogi Berra's granddaughter, returns. She's going to be talking about her exciting new podcast, Food of the Gods. And she'll also talk about the Yogi Berra Museum, as will the second guest, Eve Shannon. She is the executive director of the museum and Learning Center. Talk about the great work that the museum does with so many important topics in the world of sports and life. Following week, a couple of legends in the world of fitness. Gilad Jankowicz, one of the longest running television shows from Hawaii, famous fitness show, a Lifetime Achievement Award recipient of the National Fitness Hall of Fame, as is my second guest, Bob Guida, my long-term sports medicine mentor. So we're going to have fun with these guys. Few emails. Ian, both my teens, 13 and 15 years old, play multiple sports, boy and girl. You talk about the two basic exercises in your book, hashtag #SportsParents. I sure do, Ian. The two basic exercise concepts are strengthen your feet and ankles. Rubber bands are a great way to do it, and work balance. My first guest today, Mike Andrews, we talked about instability training and creating imbalance. Regardless of the sport, regardless of your children's ages or their level at the sport, these are the two concepts we want to include. It doesn't replace everything in training, but we want to pay attention to strengthening those feet and ankles. And we want to work balance, standing on mini trams, working with balance boards, working with BOSU, sand dune stepper. The more imbalance you create, the more you strengthen the stabilizers and balance systems of the whole body, core, the butt, the feet, the ankles, the legs, big deal, include it. Tom says my mom is 75 years old and she's an avid walker. She walks 5-6 days a week. She's complaining about her feet. We're looking at her shoes. We have questions about orthotics. Both of these areas are very important, Tom. See a podiatrist and see what's going on with your mom's feet, whether she's got plantar fasciitis, whether she's got arthritis problems. Is she in the right shoe for her foot type? And almost always, orthotics are helpful. So you definitely want to get some good qualified opinion regarding also, is she fit properly with her shoes? This is a hot topic on the Sports Doctor. It's amazing. Over 40% of us, whatever we are, whoever we are not fit properly. Athletes, not athletes. Wrong width, wrong size. So you want to look at those three big things. Is it the right shoe for her? What's her foot history? Foot mechanics regarding problems. Get a diagnosis. And make sure that she is fit properly. You know, Bill said, hey, you know, wanted to congratulate you on the third anniversary of the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, that you co-authored with Sharkey Zartman, the Hall of Fame volleyball player. I know, Bill, I can't believe the time's gone by so fast. We were just talking about one of my segments in the book with my second guest, Gary Reinel, where I talk about acute and chronic injuries with these young athletes and the idea of the whole negative effects of ice, for example, and some of the different things that we're interested in treatments. We continue to be excited about the array of experts that we brought together with Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where we concentrate on nutrition. We talk about physical training. We talk about mental training. We include experts in coaching, in parenting. 8 different experts put their 2 cents in regarding parenting the child athlete. We also feature parents. Last segment of the book is parents. By the way, the first segment of the book that Sharkey does is called Sports Parenting 101. It's about everything from choosing a coach to what's your child's level to what are the goals that everybody has. The tremendous importance of communication. She even talks about coach potential abuse in her topics. And there also is over 24 fantastic cartoons that talk about all aspects of some of these different topics. The reason we wrote the book, the reason it's still so important today, youth sports are a $20 billion a year business. It's a big deal, lots of stress, and unfortunately, a lot of overkill, a lot of overdoing, a lot of overscheduling. Again, one of the chapters in the book is youth sports and drugs. So many of these youngsters living on over-the-counter pain medicines in order to be able to deal with just being doing too much with too much overuse. So parents, pay attention. Talk to your kids about how they're feeling, not only physically, but mentally. And everybody stay safe. And we'll catch you next week. Another edition of the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.